This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. European Union foreign ministers are described as ready to consider imposing new sanctions on Belarus after its bloody crackdown on post-election protests. Authorities in the former Soviet Republic have released hundreds of people detained during 5 days of massive street demonstrations. Many say they were beaten and tortured. The releases came after the top law enforcement official in Belarus apologized on state television for the indiscriminate use of force. At the center of it all, growing demands for an end to the 26-year rule of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. He was reelected with exit polls showing him getting 80% of the vote, which his opponents say was the result of fraud. Israel is talking in terms of history, while Palestinians use the word betrayal. At issue, yesterday's surprise announcement of a deal to normalize relations between the Jewish state and the United Arab Emirates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told a nationwide TV audience the agreement would lead to a full and formal peace with the Gulf Arab state, and voiced hope that other countries in the region would follow the UAE's example. Netanyahu also said he was granting a request from U.S. President Donald Trump to temporarily hold off on implementing Israel's pledge to annex parts of the occupied West Bank. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, meanwhile, issued a strong condemnation of the UAE and says he is recalling his ambassador from the Emirates. Abbas said in part, quote, "The Palestinian leadership rejects and denounces the UAE, Israeli, and U.S. trilateral announcement. He's calling on the Arab League to reject the agreement, adding that neither the UAE nor any other party has the right to speak in the name of the Palestinian people." Iran and Turkey have lashed out as well. Iran's foreign ministry called the deal a dagger in the backs of the Palestinian people and all Muslims. Turkey said the peoples of the region will never forget and will never forgive what it called this hypocritical behavior by the United Arab Emirates. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News. In Washington, President Trump described the UAE-Israel deal as a huge breakthrough and told reporters other similar Middle East deals are in the works. He clearly hopes the diplomatic success will help in his November re-election bid. Mr. Trump has consistently trailed Joe Biden in the polls. Lebanon's judicial probe of the Beirut port explosion has begun, with political wrangling over a number of issues, including who should be the lead investigator. French teams are sending divers into the underwater crater to aid in the investigation. The U.S. FBI is also said to be on track for getting involved. It is still not known what sparked the fire that ignited nearly 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate that were stored for years in Beirut's port, adjacent to densely populated residential areas. More than 200 people died in the August 4th blast. Hundreds more were wounded. Scores of people are still missing. Back in the U.S. in what many say is a return to his 2016 campaign playbook, President Trump is promoting a theory that Senator Kamala Harris may not be eligible to serve as vice president because when she was born, both of her parents were immigrants to the United States. In fact, under the American Constitution, anyone born here is automatically a U.S. citizen. Citing a Newsweek column by a conservative activist, the president called the anti-Harris rumors very serious, a throwback to the days when he led a movement questioning Barack Obama's birthplace. Chosen by Joe Biden as his Democratic Party running mate, Kamala Harris is the first black woman and first Asian-American woman ever on a major party U.S. presidential ticket. President Trump's words aside, the Republican National Committee says it has no plans to challenge her eligibility for office. The British government is adding to a coronavirus quarantine list that could affect hundreds of thousands of returning vacationers. Involved are those who have traveled to the Netherlands, Malta, Monaco, and the Caribbean nations of Aruba and Turks and Caicos. Beginning tomorrow, those arriving back in the UK from those places will be required to spend 14 days in self-isolation. France, which has seen a recent spike in COVID infections, has been removed from a list of countries exempt from the UK's quarantine rules. France is Britain's second most popular holiday destination after Spain. Worldwide coronavirus numbers close to 21 million cases and over 760,000 fatalities. The figures come from a running count being kept by Johns Hopkins University. In the United States, the numbers are beyond grim. 5.25 million infections and 167,000 lives lost. California has become the first American state to top 600,000 cases. That number stands at 603,000 with 11,000 deaths. New Zealand, widely seen as a COVID success story, is trying to contain a new cluster of infections, and the capital, Auckland, has been put under lockdown. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.